by transcription.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Day.
Every song I sing, I'll sing to you, and I hope I can bring you a smile or two.
Dennis Day is brought to you by Palmolive Soap and Palmolive Shave Cream. Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Palmolive Shave Creams for a smoother, more comfortable way to shave. The Dennis Day Show with Barbara Eiler, B. Benaderet, Dink Trout, Charles Dant in the orchestra, and yours truly, Vern Smith, is written by Frank Galen and stars our popular young singer in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Here's Dennis to sing his RCA Victor recording of Hand-Holdin' Music.
I like mountain music. I like a simple tune. I like it cause my tonsils get the hang of it so soon. Then I get my nerve up, I'm out to take a chance. With mountain music back of me, I'm ready for romance. Give me hand-hold music, if it be like a glove. Give me hand-hold music, stars and moon above. Give me something with a swing, give me something I can sing. Give me hand-hold music, to start me making love. I've seen it work in barnyards, no kidding, that's a fact. The animals hear music and you should see how they act. The pigs are cutting capers, romancing all his sounds. And bulls get very tender when they cuddle up the cows. Give me hand-holding music, if it be like a glove. Give me hand-holding music, star the moon above. Give me something with a swing, give me something I can sing. Give me hand-holding music, to start me making love. Cousin Sue was dying, they thought her time had come. The doc got absent-minded and he started into hum. The tune that he was humming really woke Sue from the dead. She threw the shivers off and yelled as she jumped out of bed. Give me a hand, hold the music, if it be like a girl. Give me a hand, hold the music, keep talking moon above. Give me something with a swing, give me something I can sing. Give me a hand, hold the music, keep talking making love. Oh, Uncle Fudd was 90, he married 7 times. He didn't like the women, but he sure loved wedding chimes. At 89, he wed a gal, and she was 28. And every time he danced with her, he lost her supper plate. Give me a hand, hold the music, if it's me like a club. Give me a hand, hold the music, with stars and moon above. Give me something I can sing, give me something with a swing. Give me a hand, hold the music, yes, hand, hold the music, to start me making love.
Men, do you shave with a lather or brushless shave cream? Palmolive Shave Cream comes both ways. And whichever method you use, you'll find the new Palmolive Shave Cream way to shave means more comfortable, actually smoother shaves for 3 men out of every 4. Yes, 3 men out of every 4 get more comfortable, actually smoother shaves the Palmolive Shave Cream way. It's a fact, men, not a promise. 2,548 men tried the new Palmolive way to shave. And no matter how they shaved before, 79% found beards cut easier, 75% less razor pull, 69% closer shave, 80% smoother feeling skin. And 3 out of every 4 got more comfortable, actually smoother shaves. Just get Palmolive Shave Cream, either brushless or lather, and do this. Wash your face with soap and water. Rinse, then soap face thoroughly again. Do not rinse. Work Palmolive Shave Cream upward into beard to get the full benefit of Palmolive Shave Cream's beard conditioning effect. Then shave, that's all. But remember, Palmolive Shave Cream, either brushless or lather, offers proof of more comfortable, actually smoother shaves for 3 men out of every 4.
Well,
Well, once upon a time, there was a young girl named Mildred Anderson who had a tremendous problem called Dennis Day. You see, it's a little disconcerting when a girl has gone steady with a boy for 3 years and the only time he ever held her hand was to show her the Boy Ranger's secret grip. And tonight, with spring and romance filling the air, Mildred decided it's high time she did something about it. It started off like any other night. Mildred collected her allowance and took Dennis to see a movie. But the movie's over now, and she's lured him onto the porch swing under the stars to let nature take its course. Let's see how she and nature are making out.
Dennis, you can sit a little closer to me if you'd like to.
Oh, gosh, no, Mildred. We're so close now, we're almost touching.
Dennis, did it ever occur to you that I'm a woman?
Well, sure. You never had me fooled for a minute.
Well, what I'm trying to say is we've known each other for quite a while now, haven't we?
Uh-huh.
But why haven't you ever kissed me?
You never asked me to.
All right. If I have to ask you, I will. Kiss me.
Why, Mildred.
Kiss me?
Please, Mildred, you're hurting my arm.
Dennis.
Just because you paid for the movie tonight, do you think you have the right to paw me?
Oh, Dennis, don't be silly. Kiss me.
No.
Don't you want to kiss me?
Of course I do.
But then why don't you?
Well, I might like it and become a slave to it.
The trouble with you is you're just the death of everybody.
I do not.
You do. You're afraid of men and you're afraid of women.
Well, maybe, but nobody else.
Dennis, don't you know why I made you see that Humphrey Bogart movie tonight?
Was there a special reason?
Yes, I hoped you might learn something. In that movie, Humphrey Bogart isn't afraid of anything or anyone.
Yeah, he's brave, all right. Boy, the way he cleaned out those gangsters single-handed. Gosh, I sure wish I could be like him.
You can, Dennis. Deep down within you, somewhere there must be a Humphrey Bogart.
Yeah, but the trouble is he's covered with layer after layer of Dennis Day.
Oh, Dennis.
Anyway, Humphrey Bogart has to be brave. Look at the tough characters he's always running up against. I just work in Mr. Jacoby's antique shop. I never even saw a strong-armed man till I met your mother. I'd better get some sleep. I don't want to be late for work again tomorrow.
All right. Good night, Dennis.
Good night, Mildred.
My, my. 10 o'clock and that honey boy hasn't shown up to work yet. He probably forgot again. Such a strange boy. So many things go through his head. But then, what there to stop him? Ah, good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
Hey, cousin, you own this store?
You said it, buddy. Lock, Stock, and Bagel. Sam Jacoby's the name. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm here to sell you a little insurance, cousin.
Insurance? Listen, mister, already I'm carrying so much insurance that staying alive is a losing proposition.
Well, this is protective insurance, cousin, you see. Suppose somebody was to walk in here and, you know, accidentally bust this glass case of yours.
I don't think that's very likely.
No?
You got it, you lowlife, you got it, you...
You see, you never can tell, cousin.
You put your right foot through my glass case.
Yeah. Now, you see, accidents like that never happen to our customers.
You mean you're forcing me to buy this insurance?
Oh, no, not at all, cousin. You see, occasionally we run across a foolish storekeeper. Doesn't realize the value of our protection, but he generally sees the light.
He does?
Yeah. Usually streams in through a big hole in his head. So think it over, cousin. I'll be back in a while for your first premium. $50. So long.
$50, or I'll have a bullet in the middle and a lily on top. And that's just the first payment.
Good morning, Mr. Jacoby.
Oh, honey boy. Did you see that man that just left here?
No, sir. I came in the back.
He's a gangster, honey boy. A racketeer.
A gangster? Oh, my gosh.
Hey, you think I should give him $50 or he'll shoot me? What do I do, honey boy?
Well, don't let him bluff you, Mr. Jacoby. Be firm like Humphrey Bogart. He wouldn't pay him a cent.
So what's so brave about that? Who's going to shoot a star of the picture?
Mr. Jacoby, Toby, you just can't give in. Don't pay him anything.
But suppose he kills me?
Don't change your mind even then.
Now, I'm going down to the police station for help.
Okay, I'll stay here and watch the store.
All right. He said he'd be back in a little while.
The gangster said that?
Yeah. If he does, tell him I'm out.
I'll tell him we're both out because we will be.
Now, don't worry, Mr. Jacoby. That's what the police are for, to protect you.
Don't worry, he says. I got in my stomach butterflies, and I got in my butterflies caterpillars.
Now, look, I'll station myself across the street from your store. I'll be wearing a derby hat and a tan coat. If the mobster comes back, signal to me.
Not me. I am too nervous to go back to the store. I'm going home.
Okay, I'll watch your place. Goodbye, Mr. Jacoby.
Goodbye, he says. And he's so right.
Gee, why doesn't Mr. Jacoby come back? It's been hours. That gangster might come in any minute. Gosh, if he does, I don't know what else. I got you covered. Don't move or I'll shoot.
Janet, put down that split gun.
Oh, it's you, Mildred. I thought it was the gangster.
The gangster?
Yeah, there's a gangster trying to sell Mr. Jacoby protection. And Mr. Jacoby went for the police. Only he didn't come back, and the gangster is due here any minute.
Oh, my goodness. I noticed a tough-looking man across the street in a derby hat and tan coat when I came in.
Oh, gosh.
Well, look. Look out the window. See him there near... Oh, my golly, he's coming toward the store.
Hey, Mildred, what'll I do?
Wait a minute. Maybe you can scare him.
Maybe I can scare him?
Yes. Look, pretend to be another gangster. You're tough, and you don't want another crook muscling in. You've got to, Dennis. It's our only chance.
All right. Oh, Humphrey, if you're down somewhere inside of me, come up, Humphrey. I need you.
Oh, good morning.
Yeah, come outside and say that.
Who are you?
I'm a big crook, that's who. I've committed every crime there is. Forgery, embezzlement, burglary, murder, jaywalking, arson, everything.
Yeah? What's your name?
I'm known to the underworld as Dennis the Menace.
You don't say. Who's the girl?
That's my mole.
Your what?
My male. My mule.
He means his ma.
Yeah, she's my mule, Margaret. I mean my ma.
So you're a crook, eh?
Yeah, and I don't want no muscling in on my territory, see? Jacoby's gonna get shaken down, I'm gonna do it, see? I won't have no other crook butting in, you see?
Did you ever do any time?
Did I ever do what any time?
I want to know if you've ever been up the river.
Certainly I've been up the river.
For long?
For hours. I lost the paddles and thought I'd never get back.
Look, I asked you a simple question, Bud. Have you ever been in?
In?
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about a stretch.
No, I've never been in one, but my ma wears them all the time.
You know something? You don't sound like a crook to me at all.
Hey, don't be funny. Who do you think robbed the First National Bank of Middletown?
There is no First National Bank of Middletown.
See, when I do a job, I do it right.
Maybe you mean the Consolidated Middletown Bank. That was robbed a few months ago.
It was? I mean, of course it was. I did it.
Yeah? I happen to know who pulled that one, only they haven't been picked up yet. It was Pink Pants McNulty and his mall, Mattress Face Mamie.
Sure, Pink Pants and Mattress Face are in my gang.
They are, eh? I'd like very much to meet them.
If he wants to see the gang, let him see it, Menace.
Huh?
Take him up to the old Anderson place and show him the gang.
Oh, yeah, the Anderson place. Sure, okay.
Well, that's more like it.
You two wait for me outside. I gotta phone the gang and tell them we're coming.
Okay, but no tricks now. I'll give you just 2 minutes.
All right. Hello? Hello, give me the police, quick. Hello? Look, this is Dennis Day. I just caught the crook who's shaking down Mr. Jacoby. Captured him single-handed with help. Yeah. Here, we're taking him to the Anderson boarding house and we'll keep stalling him off till you arrive. Only for heaven's sake, hurry. Okay, goodbye.
How are you, cousin?
Oh, are we related?
I hope not. Where's my pal, Jacoby?
Oh, you're his pal. Look, would you do me a favor?
Favor? What kind of favor?
Well, I gotta go out. Here's the keys to the store. Would you take care of the place for us?
Would I take care? Well, yeah. You bet you like, cousin. Oh, yeah. I'll take darn good care of it.
We'll continue this day in the life of Dennis Day in just a moment. Meanwhile, here's Dennis to sing My One and Only Highland Fling.
When I went romancing, I gave no thought to any wedding ring. Everybody, lassie, was my healing fling. No chance was I chanting. I'm not the man you dangle on the string. I was only waiting for the real, real thing. No, I danced each girl in the twist and twirl. Nay, one would do. And I went my way till the fatal day. In the fling I was flung with you. Oh, now my heart is prancing, gay as the lord and happy as the king. The years I'll weather in the hame or on the heather with my one and only healing fling. She's the laugh for me, she's the laugh for me. I've never seen another face that could ever take the place. She has locked my heart and thrown away the key. She is, yes she is, she's the laugh for me. Now my heart is prancing, gay as the lord and happy as the king. The years I'll weather in the hame or on the heather with my one and only healing fling.
Well, when a crook attempted to shake down his boss, Mr. Jacoby, for some protection money, and Mr. Jacoby had a detective assigned to the case, our young hero, Dennis Day, solved the problem in his usual interesting way. He left the crook to watch Mr. Jacoby's store and took the detective off to be arrested. We find him now in a car with Mildred and the detective approaching the Anderson house, which he has claimed is the hideout of his notorious gang.
So this is your secret hideout, eh?
Yeah, this is it, all right.
Right in the middle of town. Aren't hideouts usually way out in the country?
Well, we used to have ours in the country, but we gave it up. Nobody ever came to see us.
Well, let's go in and meet the crowd. I'm kind of anxious to see the pair who were in on that Middletown bank caper.
Yeah, pink face and mattress pants.
Mattress face and pink pants.
That's what I meant.
Well, don't be surprised if they act a little peculiar. They're very suspicious of strangers.
Yeah, they even claim they're married, and my ma here is their daughter.
Sure, I get it. Well, let's go.
Oh, hello, Mildred. Dennis.
Hiya, mattress face.
Mattress face?
It's okay, mattress face. He told me all about you.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
Sure. He says you and your husband are two of the biggest crooks in the world.
What? Herbert, come out here.
Anything wrong, Nectar? No.
This man says Dennis Day has been saying awful things about us.
Why, Dennis, I'm surprised at you.
Oh, cut it out. He told us all about you, pink pants.
My goodness, Dennis, I didn't think you knew about that.
Look, mister, you go inside with my ma. I'll try to explain the pink pants and mattress face.
There he goes again.
I'll make it snappy with the explanation, Dave.
Look, Mrs. Anderson, that man who just went inside, he sells protection.
Buy all you can. You're going to need it.
No, you don't understand. You see, he's a crook, a racketeer. I just brought him here to stall him off till the police arrive.
My goodness.
Is this the truth?
So help me. You see, I told him we were all crooks, too.
Oh, so that's why you had to say all those horrible things about her.
Mattress face.
Shut up, pink pants.
Yes, Pupsy.
Look, we gotta go on acting like mobsters and mobsterettes until the cops get here. Do you think you can pretend to be tough, Mr. Anderson?
I can try, Dennis.
Good. Mrs. Anderson, do you think you can... Now I'm being silly. Well, let's go. I told the folks all about you, mister. Everything is okay now.
Oh, that's fine. Kid was telling me you folks handled the Middletown bank robbery all by yourself.
Oh, my, yes. That's nothing for us.
All in a day's work.
Boy, you must be tough.
Oh, yes, indeed. I shot down 7 bank guards that afternoon.
What?
Yes, killed them in cold blood. I'm ruthless.
Well, I guess I've got all the dope I want now. Get your things on, folks. You're all coming with me.
Coming with you?
What for?
You know what for. This mob is finished.
So you're taking over, huh?
You might say that, yeah. Now open that front door. I'll back out first so I can watch the bunch of you. You follow me.
Okay.
Okay. Now, come on. Hey! Hey!
I did it! I did it! I locked him in the closet. The Bogart in me came up.
Golly, you are.
Even I have to admit it.
Well, that'll hold the cook till the cops get here. I gotta get back to the store. Oh, my goodness, the store.
What's the matter?
I nearly forgot. I left it in charge of some stranger. A nice-looking fellow with a big scar across his face and no nose.
Oh, you're back again, eh, cousin?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm sorry I was gone so long. Had to catch that racketeer who was shaking down Mr. Jacoby.
Oh, you caught him, eh? How?
I used my brain.
Sure, you're a crook and you tripped up by the littlest bit of a thing.
That's right.
Well, it looks like you saved us detectives some work.
Oh, are you a detective?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, didn't you know, cousin? Yeah. I'm here gathering evidence to take down the headquarters.
Oh.
Can you give me a hand with it?
Sure. What kind of stuff are you going to take?
Well, the safe, for instance.
Safe?
Yeah, sure. Might be fingerprints on it.
Oh, yeah. I noticed you were working on it with a saw.
Yeah. That's what we use to cut the fingerprints off with. But we'll examine it more thoroughly at headquarters.
Yes, sir.
So just we'll pick it up and take it out to my car, eh? It's right outside the door.
Okay. I'll grab this then. Steady now.
Yeah. Boy, this thing is heavy.
Yeah, watch out for that slippery floor. There's glass all over it.
Yeah. Hey, look out, Dope. Hey, you're sliding. You're knocking me down.
Oh, watch out. Watch out. Oh, my gosh. Mr. Detective, speak to me. Oh, golly, the safe fell right on his head. He'll be terribly irritated. Mr. Detective, I didn't mean to do
it. Boy. Are you all right, Dennis?
Look, on the floor.
It's the crook. The racketeer.
Dennis, how did you do it?
What happened?
Why, you caught the guy we were after.
This fellow you locked in the closet was a policeman, but now you've got the real crook.
Hi, boy, how did you ever do it?
Oh, it was nothing much. I just figured what Humphrey Bogart would do, so when he reached for his gun, I let him have it.
You let him have it?
Yeah, I threw the safe at him.
Oh, that's wonderful, Dennis. We thought he might have you fooled.
Well, he did for a minute, but he'll never fool anyone again. Easy to tell he's the criminal type since I dropped that safe on him.
Well, what do you mean?
Just look at that low forehead.
Here's wonderful news, ladies. Wonderful, wonderful news. Now there's something thrillingly new in Palmolive Soap's famous beauty lather. Yes, something thrillingly new. Palmolive's famous beauty lather now brings you new fragrance, new charm, new allure.
Millions of women will prefer beauty lather Palmolive over all other leading toilet soaps the minute they try it. For Palmolive Soap's famous beauty lather now has a new, clean, flower-fresh fragrance for new allure, new charm.
So ladies, forget all other beauty care and use Palmolive Soap the way doctors advise for a lovelier complexion. Just stop improper cleansing and instead wash your face with Palmolive Soap 3 times a day, massaging Palmolive's wonderful beauty lather onto your skin for 60 seconds each time to get its full beautifying effect. Then rinse. That's all. All types of skin, young, older, oily, respond to it quickly. Don't wait another day to try Palmolive's beauty lather. You'll be thrilled by its new fragrance, new charm, new allure. Thrilled again by the fresher, brighter complexion, doctors prove may soon be yours.
For new loveliness all over, use big, bath-sized Palmolive in tub or shower.
With the music of Charles Dant and his orchestra, here's Dennis to sing Three Wishes.
If I only had three wishes, here is just what I would do. First, I'd wish for days of gladness with someone sweet and true. For my second wish, a dream heart, hold the fireside for two. My three wishes, please love me as I love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is our last show of the present season, and I just want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to come into your homes each Saturday evening. We return a half hour earlier on Saturday, August the 27th, and we hope that you'll all be listening. During the summer, I hope to have the opportunity to see some of you in person. Starting June the 30th, I'll be at the RKO Theater in Boston, and after that, I'll be in Washington, Philadelphia, Camden, Columbus, Cleveland, Chicago, and Detroit. Don't forget, I'll be back on the air Saturday, August 27th, a half hour earlier. Good night, everybody, and have a swell summer.
Tonight, show him how much lovelier your hair can look after a Lustre Cream shampoo. Only Lustre Cream brings you Kay Dumit's Magic Blend. Glamorizes your hair as you wash it. Yes, tonight, you can be a
dream girl, beautiful Lustre Cream girl, coming glory to a Lustre Cream shampoo.
Dennis Day will return to the air a half hour earlier on Saturday, August 27th, over your favorite NBC station. Until then, remember Palmolive soap, your beauty hope, and Palmolive shave cream for a smoother, more comfortable way to shave. This program was transcribed in Hollywood. Vern Smith speaking. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.